Case number 11517, Preston Automotive Group, northeast of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 250 feet northwest of Melson Road at Midway Shopping Center. 911 address of 18489 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Identified as tax map ID number 334-6.00-86.00. Requesting a variance from the landscaping within the HCOZ buffer requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nate Wilson, 110 Breakwater Reach, Marcella.
Crouch, Davis Bone, Fidel, 22778 Red Bay Lane, Milton, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, our office has done work for the applicant in the past, and while I don't believe that necessarily raises a conflict of interest, if there were questions, I think that they should be directed to Vince Robinson.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen, ma'am. Tonight we're here for a variance for the 20-foot landscape buffer required in a highway quarter overlay zone. Boulevard Ford, which has now been purchased by the Preston Automotive Group, has purchased this property, which is just adjacent to the Wells Fargo out on Route 1, in which Preston Automotive Group, Boulevard Ford, is located here. You have the golf complex here and the furniture store, and then there's a basic vacant lot in Wells Fargo. The request tonight is for, as part of the highway quarter overlay zone, there's a requirement of 25 feet off the right-of-way, no parking, and also a 20-foot landscape buffer. And tonight we're just here for the 20-foot landscape buffer. As an exhibit that you can, as part of your package, I mean, we're keeping it 25 feet, but there again tonight, we're here for the landscape buffer. The uniqueness, is there a uniqueness to the property? Basically, the condition of the property of providing a 20-foot landscape buffer based on the use of this property is going to be for inventory. They're not going to be pulling cars. I mean, there's not going to be traffic in the area. We've already received a letter of no contention from DelDOT to use the rear access, which is an established existing easement, so there's not going to be entrance going into the property itself. So with the use of the property, we want the variance for the particular use of this property, which is going to be for inventory, to install a 20-foot landscape buffer in front of inventory kind of defeats the purpose of trying to promote the business that they're trying to do. And they plan on bringing more inventory to the area, and the existing Boulevard Ford, a lot of the inventory is in the back, and they want to bear it up front because that's what they're in the business of selling cars. So the landscape buffer would basically hide cars for the inventory, and which would potentially shield from customers of the dealership, and as stated. The conditions that are specified in the code is what we're requesting relief from, which is the 20-foot buffer and also providing the 25-foot setbacks, which is there, again, on the plans. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. For the particular use that we're requesting, again, for the inventory, we feel that it's required to, again, to take advantage of the sales of the inventory, as well as the existing conditions of the property. Right now, there's no landscaping with the adjacent property owner, as well as if you look at the Boulevard furniture and also the golf, their actual parking extends into the 25 feet, and there's very minimal landscaping in that area. The hardship, again, as I stated, is the whole purpose of this use, and is to provide road visibility for the inventory that's going to be located on this particular parcel. There's not going to be no buildings. Only thing we're going to have is stormwater management, again, for an impervious area, but no buildings whatsoever, just for inventory, which folks will go down to Boulevard Ford, and they would walk along the frontage, access the property, and then if cars need to be moved here or there, the staff would do it. Characteristics of the neighborhood. I know there's a couple of automotive businesses along SR1 within the Carter Overlay Zone, and there has been some variances granted based on the intent of this request, which is to prevent landscaping and hiding of the inventory. As noted, the existing properties, both to the north and to the south, do not have any type of landscaping there, so it's not like it's going to be blocking any of their visibility. And even the access point, since this is just a rights out, you already received a letter from DLDOT agreeing with the two access points, so there's no site distance requirements. We do meet those requirements, and that was part of our process through the Department of Transportation. The extent of the variance, but lease modifications, there again, we're requesting the minimum to have relief of the 20-foot landscaping. We are going to keep the 25-foot setback from the right-of-way as per the Highway Corridor Overlay Zone requirements. And as far as the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, I think with the letter that we received from DLDOT stating that no access points will be are visible, and there will be no site distance obstructions, which meets the requirement of not detrimental to the public welfare. That being said, it concludes the presentation. If you got any questions, please let me know.
Okay. How about going over, you're not creating your own hardship here. How about going over that portion and explain to me why where's the hardship here?
Well, the existing condition that's on within the corridor overlay zone of providing a 20-foot landscape buffer. Well, if we provide a 20-foot landscape buffer, we're basically hiding the inventory and intended use for this particular project. You know, there's inventory going to be here. They want the appearance from the roadway. They want the appearance for the public to be in the business of selling cars. If this parcel changes hands in the future, of course, this variance would not pertain to that particular use.
Right.
So our use is just for what we explained, is for the inventory, for the sales, for him to, you know, there again, grow his business.
And he thinks this is Boulevard didn't need that, right, when they had it. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they expect, Dave, do you want
to answer that question?
Since we've been there since March 27th of 2014. And as soon as we got there, the first month we doubled the previous year's sales for that month. And the big thing that we saw was that we needed display. We were just jammed up on that lot. So we looked the area and got a lot, we found that lot there. And we're buying it, we bought the lot just for display and display use only. So with that 20-foot, with that buffer, with that setback, it would just take our display back further.
In other words, you'll be able to display more inventory, is that what you're saying?
We'll pick up more. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. Yes, sir.
But 20 feet it'll be no access from the
No, sir.
That's the exit. The exit is
the all from inside yes. The lot. DLDOT didn't have any problem with that.
No, actually, as part of your package, there should have been included a
yes, I do have
letter of no contention from DLDOT, just so that
I'm just asking those questions so it goes on the record.
Okay.
Okay, that's okay. Excuse me, Mr. Workman.
How many vehicles are going to be put in that buffer zone?
Excuse me?
You put the vehicles up in a buffer zone, right? That's what you want to do?
No. The buffer is going to be 25 feet from the stack.
Okay.
So we're just requesting the 20 foot landscape buffer, which is sort of going to block the view.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So even though, Boulevard furniture, we're still meeting that requirement.
Okay. Gotcha. No other question.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Obviously, with the landscape buffer, there wouldn't be any cars parked there. What assurances do we have that there won't be cars parked in that area?
Because we're not even paving that. We're stopping.
Right.
28 feet.
But it's going to be grass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that, vehicles, someone wouldn't park a vehicle out there.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. They'd get stuck.
I think what Mr. Mills is asking for your word, and you're under oath.
Actually, my office is in Lewis now. I can't speak for when I'm not there, but I can tell you that, we won't be parking. I'll be policing it as much as you all.
The reason I ask that, because we have granted variances for other automobile dealerships in the past. To our dismay, it's within a week or two, they're just parking out into that, setback or further than we've granted. And
I pulled up to our Millsboro store before and where they pulled up, and I've had them move it back.
Okay. That was on the western side of the county, though, wasn't it, Mr. Mills?
It was in Sussex County, yes.
Okay. All right. He doesn't want to challenge me on that one. Okay. So you've made the statement, and you're on record to say that you will not put any cars on there. And, of course, you're very visible. You will be visible out there, and that's what you want. So inspectors ride up in there, down up there all day long. So, okay, I'm satisfied with the question.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I have one. I believe you said, if you would repeat it for me, Boulevard Ford is down the street, down Route 1 a little bit. How many businesses are in between this lot and the
Ocean Boulevard?
Just
Ocean Boulevard, which is, and the golf store. And there's
which are right next to each other, yeah. Just that one building.
Do they have a landscape buffer in front of them?
There's maybe two or three bushes, and you can see, this is their parking lot. And you can see they extend within 7 feet from the right of way.
Okay.
And, we're going to keep that 25 feet,
yeah.
Which is required.
So you're not asking any less than what they already have?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Excuse me. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,517. The applicant certainly has met the standards for granting a variance, I believe, and the uniqueness of the property and what you're going to use it for. You've explained all that to us, and I believe we have that in our pack, in the record here, of what you've explained, the uniqueness of the property with the landscape buffer, why you need that. And also the variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property. And told the board that you need it for more inventory, is that correct? Unnecessary hardship will not be created by you because you're going to be able to use that as part of your business. And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. Most of the neighborhood around there is in the same situation that you are, and they are C1 businesses there. and the requested variance is the minimum that would afford the relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,517. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,517 is approved.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.